On the KSRO live line is Tracy Pugh from the Charles M. Schultz Museum. Good morning, Tracy.
Good morning, Pat. How are you?
I am well. Thank you for asking. And glad to be talking about New Year's Eve. And it's always a question, what do you do with the kids? And take them to the Schultz Museum could be a very good answer to that question.
Exactly.
So tell us about what the festivities are for Sunday afternoon at the museum.
For Sunday, well, we are open at 10 a.m., and from 10 to 4, we'll have crafts going on for kids, root beer toast at noon.
Root beer toast, of course.
An up-down balloon drop, which means we're counting down from 10, and we have numbered balloons that have helium, so they'll rise, and then we have about 3,000 balloons up on the ceiling that will all drop at the stroke of noon.
Nice. Okay,
We also at noon have a baby balloon drop, which is for children 4 and under. So that will be in a separate area for the younger kids.
Are they tiny little balloons?
They're probably smaller than the bigger ones, but the crowd's smaller. So the little toddlers aren't mixed in with all the bigger kids.
Okay. Well, that makes sense. Yeah. Because everybody's going to be grabbing for the balloons,
exactly.
I guess, huh? It sounds like a heck of a day, right, Larry?
I mean, my memory's not as good as it used to be. Was Charlie really into the New Year's Eve thing, Charlie Brown?
Yep, we're actually going to be showing Happy New Year, Charlie Brown, in the theater that day, too.
Yeah, and is Snoopy going to be there?
Snoopy and Charlie Brown will both be there.
Oh, wow. Okay, all right, that is great. And what is the fee to get into these festivities?
The fee for adults is $12. Seniors 62 and over are $8, and ages 4 to 18 are $5. And if they're a museum member, they are free.
Very nice. Very nice. You know, it is one of those years, Tracy, I know you know, and everybody at the Schultz Museum knows how challenging this year was for all of us. A question for you. How is Jeannie doing? Jeannie Schultz, of course.
Jeannie is doing very well.
Good, good. So I saw her, I think, last at the hockey game at the ice arena, and she looked fabulous, sounded great, and we are all, as a community, really thrilled to hear that.
Yes, yep, she's doing very well. Thank you for asking.
Of course, and please send our regards. And the Charles Schultz Museum, if for some reason you haven't been there yet, make sure that either on New Year's Eve or in 2018, you make a point of going, because it is a not-to-be-missed, really landmark in our community.
Definitely. And I also want to mention so if people are not able to make the noon balloon drop, we also will have a balloon drop at 3.
See, noon and 3 sound like my perfect idea of balloon drop times.
Exactly.
Thank goodness we can all see the, the East Coast version of New Year's Eve at 9 o'clock.
Exactly.
Yeah, when it happens as on a Sunday night in particular. But it should be a great day for the kids. Happy New Year, Charlie Brown. And anything we should be looking for in particular at the museum in 2018, Tracy?
In 2018, we have a new exhibition in January coming up, 50 Years of Franklin.
So
celebrating Franklin's birthday next year in 2018.
Wow. Wow. That's hard to believe, isn't it?
I know. It is.
Yeah. Yeah. Everybody's getting older, but you know, they never change. They never change. That's one of the great things about Charlie Brown and the gang. Well, Tracy, thank you so much for being here. It should be a great day on Sunday at the Schultz Museum, and Happy New Year to you and yours.
Happy New Year to you. Thank you for having me.
All right, Tracy. That is Tracy Pugh, the marketing director for the Charles M. Schultz Museum. Have you been there, Larry?
I've been there a couple times.
Yeah.
It is great.
It's fantastic. I mean, you don't need an event to go to the Schultz Museum.
Nope.
Just wander around and plan to spend some time, because I don't care what, what your age is. It's really a great place to be.
So a lot of fun.
The balloon drops at noon and at 3, which means, Larry, you and I can make it.
I know. I'll be up for that.
Very good news.